Patient last name is Vasquez. VAZQUEZ. Again, VAZQUEZ. First name is Gilbert. Date of visit is October 3, 1988. Next number, CDCR number. CDCR number is G42859. Date of visit is February 1, 2023. Next verb, chief complaint, stroke. Next verb, history present administration. I have his chief complaint of a stroke of first start. According to the patient 3 weeks ago, comma, he woke up one morning, comma, with the right sided numbness and weakness of first start. The patient felt that the right side was not waking up. First start felt numbness. First start was also weak in the right arm. First start, he was having problems speaking. First start, he was unable to speak properly. First up, a patient did not go to the doctor right away. First up, he told me that he went to medical a few days later. First up, a patient was subsequently sent to the hospital and got a brain MRI. First up, the brain MRI shows an left MCA distribution, subacute stroke. First up, a patient tells me since then that right-sided weakness and numbness have improved significantly. First up, however, still having speaking problems. First up, he tells me that he's speaking less fluently now. First up, he's not able to speak as fast as previously. Past medical history, psoriasis, next number, current medication, duloxetine, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams a day, suboxone, next number, capsaicin, next number, naproxen, next number, Senna, F-E-N-N-A, next number, allergies, patient is allergic to rifampin. Next number, patient is also allergic to sulfa drugs. And next verb, social history, patient has history of IV drug abuse in the past. First up, a smoker, 60 packs per day. History of former smoking, 60 cigarettes per day for 5 years. Of course, a total pack here is 15. Next paragraph, patient does not drink alcohol. Next paragraph, family history, there's a mother and grandmother of diabetes. And next paragraph, review system, patient has speech problems. Neurological examinations and neurological examination, mental status examination. Patient has a mild aphasia. First up, as he stutters. Next up, motor examination. Patient has right side of hemiparesis. First up, the right arm strength is 4+/5. First up, the right leg strength is 5-/5. First up, the left arm, left leg strength are 5/5. First up, next verb, impression. Next verb, a diagnostic test. Diagnostic test. Patient had a brain MRI done, which shows that. Patient had a subacute infarct on the left MCA distribution. Also, an infarct in the left corona radiata. First up, next verb, impression number one. History of stroke. First up, patient tells me that he presented with stroke symptoms with a right-sided hemiparesis and numbness, and aphasia symptoms. 3 weeks ago, first up, patient had an MRI done. First up, it shows a subacute infarct on the left MCA distribution, as well as the left corona radiata. First up, next paragraph, impression number two, history of smoking. Next up, impression number three, history of IV drug use. First up, next up, recommendation, explain your vision of the above diagnosis. Next up, explain, recommend patient continue to take the anterior coated aspirin, 81 milligrams per day. First up, next up, continue the atorvastatin, 40 milligrams a day. First time, next number. Explain patient do not use IV drugs again, as that can cause a stroke. First time, next number. Also recommend patients continue to monitor patient's blood pressure. First up, the blood pressure range should be normal. Next number. We'll also recommend a speech therapy and physical therapy if possible, for the FAC and the right hemiparesis next summer. Also, if it's not been done, a patient also need the carotid Doppler ultrasound, to make sure there's no significant carotid artery stenosis next summer. Also, explain the patient signs and symptoms for an acute stroke, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. For so I recommend patient go to the emergency room if you develop any of those signs and symptoms of presumptive, this next to the